Joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
All right. How'd it go?
It was good. As I mentioned to you already, these meetings are getting longer, which of course was inevitable at some point to keep things going. But we started last night with an appeal of an Architectural Review Committee decision for the Lighthouse Technology Partners, which is a business that wants to operate at 103 Mason Street, which is where the Computer Super Center still partially is. So the commission did end up upholding the ARC decision. Really what it boiled down to is how large their channel letters could be, and the commission agreed with the ARC that they were sufficient at 12.5 inches. So that's where that stood. Then we moved on to a house in the coastal area at 30 Sunset Road. This was approved. There was some discussion about drainage and landscaping and whatnot, but in the end that was worked out, so that was moved forward. And then we moved on to the big project of the evening, which was a municipal improvement and site plan and special permit for the Greenwich High School Cardinal Stadium bleacher project. If you recall, I talked about this already about a month ago, when we had it on as a pre-application, which is a non-binding discussion with the commission. Several issues were raised at that point, mostly having to do with the new accessways. If you know the area, you know that you can come onto the site from East Putnam Avenue, but that is supposed to be for emergency vehicles only. The proposal is to open that accessway up a little bit so that food trucks, emergency vehicles, and access for a new handicap accessible parking lot can be achieved. So there was a discussion with the Department of Transportation because, if you didn't know, the road, East Putnam Avenue, is actually owned by the state of Connecticut, so there's another layer of jurisdiction in there that has to be resolved before that can move forward. So the application as a whole, I think, was very well received. Everybody's on the same page that we clearly need the new bleachers and we need to get moving on the project. Where the disagreement comes in is whether that access point can be constructed now or whether it has to be done in such a way that phase two, which is the road that will potentially go to the back parking lot of the high school, whether that intersection can be designed for that roadway now, and obviously you don't want to create something that will effectively make it such that you can't do the road later. So they're trying to figure out how best to parse this project. The BET has had their hand in that and has forced a two-phase approach. Last night was about the first phase, and I think we're coming to some sort of understanding that once they obtain their variances for the height of the bleachers and press box and also for the floor area, that it seems the roadway issue is pretty much resolved. There are some drainage issues and sewer issues which are outstanding that do need to get tidied up. But other than that, I think it was a successful meeting last night. I think it's understood what is needed in order to get this project moving forward.
I'm guessing a lot of input from the Greenwich Athletic Foundation. They're putting out an e-blast about taking part in this.
Yes, Rick Crowell was the spokesman for the Greenwich Athletic Foundation last night. His primary concern was that money has already been spent on the bleachers itself, which would be counter to what the charter allows for. The charter is very clear that the town can only spend money on surveys and studies before getting a municipal improvement. So that's what the Board of Ed was doing last night with the commission, was trying to get that municipal improvement. It was held open so that they could resolve some of those issues that I just described. So there should be no money spent on actually purchasing bleachers. And the Board of Ed stated that they have not done that, but they are looking to do it in short order so that they can get them up for the fall season.
Okay. When is this back before P&Z then?
Well, it is going to the Board of Appeals for the variance in early June, so it's likely to be back before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the end of June.
Okay.
Which will still be a Zoom meeting, by the way. We're resolved that the rest of our meetings through June, at least, will be Zoom meetings. So you can get the invitation to the Zoom meeting from our agendas, which are all posted online on the town website.
Okay, good. Anything else last night?
Yep, then we had Christchurch. They're putting, wanted to do a new organ. That was left open because they need a variance because they're over their floor area. We all learned that the word choir, Q-U-I-R-E, is a part of the organ. They weren't suggesting that they bring in a choir, C-H-O-I-R, so that was a fun, interesting piece that came out of the application last night. So anyway, that was left open. Then we went to Backcountry, the Round Hill Volunteer Fire Company, also left open because they similarly need a variance for floor area and for setbacks. They're looking to construct a modest addition to the existing firehouse and make some improvements to the parking and landscaping and whatnot. The application at 36 Pembrook Road for conversion to a two-family was postponed. So that left the last item, which was 70 Lower Cross Road. This is a large home that is before the commission because it's over 150,000 cubic feet in volume, which is a threshold that triggers a special permit. It was purchased by someone new, and they are looking to make changes to the original approval, and that was moved forward. So that obtained approval.
All right. Well, we didn't know what a warren was until you guys started doing your meetings, right?
Right.
Was that a warren? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think I've messed up the whole word, but it was one of those meetings that you had about the POCD. Let's see now.
So the next meeting is June 2nd.
Okay.
And on that meeting, we will have the 21 Calhoun, which was the historic overlay home. That's we've had many meetings on this. Try to maybe get a conclusion on that one at this point. We've got another historic overlay on Sheep Hill Road. It's several homes that are 102, 106, 108 Sheep Hill, and they are looking to do a blanket historic overlay to keep some of the additional units that are in those homes, which are currently a zoning violation. So we'll hear that. And then a property at 97 and 99 East Elm, they are looking to do replacement of a two-family residential building for new residences. And also 56 Clabbered Ridge Road, this is quite one that has generated a lot of interest. They would like to maintain a private baseball field. So again, that's 56 Clabbered Ridge, and I know we've had a lot of people calling in about that one. So we're looking to do that one June 2nd.
Okay, now I understand you're also with some guidance or whatever it is, information about outdoor dining for permits and things?
Yes, I've been very busy the last couple of days. We have, under zoning, we do permit outdoor dining. You have to go to the commission first, and then you come in for an annual renewal. So some restaurants have come in for their annual renewal and will just be adjusting their plan to meet the Department of Economic and Community Development's guidelines on how to reopen, you know, effectively what you would think, enough distance between the tables, making sure that there's a path for customers to use the restrooms, which is a different path than the wait staff, and so it all has to be mapped out. So that's one thing. But what you're talking about is an executive order that came out from the state of Connecticut that allows us to effectively bypass all zoning rules. If you come in, you have to come in, of course, there's a process for it. And that allows people to put out half of their indoor seating capacity outside. So you can put up tents, you can use parking spaces, you can go on the lawn, all things that we wouldn't ordinarily allow under zoning. So it's a temporary situation in response to Corona and trying to help businesses get open. So there's you don't have to worry about the parking requirements, things like that. So what you, if you go to greenwichct.org, click on planning and zoning, you'll see right there. It's a quick and easy application form. You just submit your seating plan and your narrative explaining that you're in compliance with the DECD requirements. I then send it to the building department, the health department, and the fire department. Once I get their sign-off, we're ready to go. I've already done 11 of them, mostly country clubs and yacht clubs. The three restaurants that have taken advantage so far are Joey B's, the Coscobber, and the Townhouse, which is the Old Gabriel. So those are all have expanded outdoor dining and are ready to go. So everyone else that's opened was presumably, hopefully, coming in under their zoning approval and not bypassing the process, because that, of course, is a violation, will be a problem. So busy week coming up, I'm sure, as more of them will start to come in.
And Katie, as you know, there's been talk of closing down Greenwich Avenue after hours and things like that to allow for more room for this. Is this something that P&Z gets involved in?
Not the commission per se, but certainly I've been involved in the conversations, and Marguerite Albin, our chairman, has certainly been involved and just been wonderful, actually, in trying to help in any way that the commission can to get businesses up and running. But the plan there is being worked on daily. It won't be a full-on closure of Greenwich Avenue, it doesn't seem at this point, but putting up jersey barriers. So, you know, the key thing is that we can maintain fire department access to the front of the buildings at all times. Handicap access is incredibly important. We want to make sure that the proper lanes are maintained. So it's complicated. The Department of Public Works is the lead on that. They are working, as I said, furiously to get something done. Same with Sound Beach Avenue, frankly. What we're looking to do is have meetings with the businesses there and just say, look, this is what we're thinking. Is this going to work for you guys? Let's, you know, figure it out together, kind of thing. So that's full force ahead on that to get something going in short order.
All right. Fantastic. Katie, great job. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tony.
Talk soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.